Today on Seculo, we have the inside scoop on the government shutdown. We'll tell you everything you need to know.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
The government may be shut down, but we're here still doing a show for you. Welcome to Seculo. My brother Jordan Seculo will be joining us in studio shortly, but right now it's just me and you. So let's talk this through. We're going to break down what this government shutdown means, why all of your friends are calling you screaming, saying it's the end of the world, and why for many of us who have been through this government shutdown before many times, you know it's not. It may be just that your friends finally started paying attention to the news. They probably never even noticed that the government has shut down so many times in their lifetime. But this will be the first shutdown since the record, I'm going to go through some of this, record 35-day closure that was in 2018 during President Trump's first term. We do have a breakdown we're going to go through, kind of leading you through. There are, you know, look, there's no good to this. No one wants a government shutdown, but we are going to break down what it actually means, how it's going to affect your daily life. There are some things, depending on your job, obviously if you work for the government, there will be things that do get affected. Public parks, public museums, a lot of those in Washington, D.C., many of those will be shut down as of today. Those are the kind of things that start happening as the government has to figure out how to get back to work after they failed to pass the spending bill. And this spending bill, by the way, and this is what it says on September 19th, I'll read it for you, the House passed a short-term continuing resolution extending existing spending levels for government operations until November 21st, my 40th birthday. So you know what? Happy birthday to me. I get to celebrate government shutdown. That's great. House Republicans adjourned and leadership in town, they called them back into session in 48 hours. There's a lot of different things this will go through, including what they wanted. You know, what the Democrats wanted, they wanted things like restricting executive authority. They're upset after DOGE. They are upset about the Big Beautiful Bill. And, of course, the restrictions on Planned Parenthood. All the things that you would fully expect them to be mad about. And, of course, they are. I want to hear a lot from a lot of people on Capitol Hill today. I want to make sure you're hearing the voices you should be hearing. Let's start just right off the top. Can we go to Mike Johnson? Let's go to Representative Mike Johnson. Take a listen.
Nothing new in this legislation. There's no poison pill. There's no partisan tricks. There's no gimmicks whatsoever. The only difference today is the man who is sitting in the Oval Office. Rather than work with President Trump and Republicans to get this job done, as our party has done repeatedly in the same situation over the years, Democrats want to play political games with the lives and the livelihoods of Americans. The simple truth is Democrats in Congress have dragged our country into another reckless shutdown to satisfy their far-left base. That is the truth. Whether or not the government remains open or reopens is entirely up to them. There's still time for Democrats to pass this clean bipartisan bill that's sitting before them, and we encourage our Democrat colleagues to do that. I certainly pray they'll come to their senses soon, do the right and responsible thing.
Of course, that's from Mike Johnson. One thing maybe happens with a government shutdown, windscreens on microphones, not as easily accepted. You don't have good ones. That's what happens. They start really putting in the bad windscreens. Sorry about that for some of the sound difficulties there. You can blame the government shutdown. That's what happens. Phone lines are open for you. What do you think about this? What do you think about this government shutdown? 1-800-684-3110. We'll hit some other topics as well today. Of course, Israel still in the news. We'll be talking about that as Hamas has a little bit of time still to respond. There are some good signs. There were some good indications overnight that they may be headed towards a deal. We will see, though, again, as everyone kind of waits a little bit on bated breath and that for that actually to wrap up. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Have your voice heard today. And always support the work of the ACLJ. We're kicking off October. Kick it off strong. The government may be shut down, but we're still open for business here. We're out there defending your religious liberties, your free speech rights, and even in the face of people trying to criminalize and silence us, we're not going to have that happen. So today we have a vital deadline defending even a parent who's being sued by a teacher for defamation. We also are appealing a FOIA case. We had so much going on, they gave me a whole list of things. Tomorrow we're filing to stop a far-left attorney general from suing our client who's a preacher who just wants to pray outside Planned Parenthood. We got so much to talk about and so much going on. We're not going anywhere, but we can't do that without your help. So go to aclj.org. Make your donation today. We'll be right back.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
Welcome back to Secula. My brother Jordan Secula is now joining us in studio, a man who has lived through a lot of government shutdowns in his time, including in Washington, D.C. Again, you do have to call your friends probably because a lot of them are going to be panicking because you hear the words government shutdown. And I mean, for goodness sake, it doesn't mean exactly what they want you to believe it is. Now, it's not a good thing. It certainly is going to hurt. It's there to hurt President Trump. It's there to hurt the Trump administration. So let's not sit here and pretend it's nothing. But it's certainly not the doom and gloom end times of which they say.
Right. It's all about who gets the blame on at the end of the day. Right. So
the
left, I think, is so low at this point. And Chuck Schumer and the Hakeem Jeffries have been, you know, by the leftists like AOC and kind of who's winning the primaries in the upcoming midterms are being pushed out. And are clearly not identifying with the people who are still that 30% of Democrats giving money, right? Mm-hmm. So they thought they had to make a stand here and that they could still blame the Republicans. The issue is they've already lost 3 in the Senate. So I think they needed 10 total. They're going to keep having these votes. Now, when this gets tougher, I'd say, is after a week. I'd say then you start
feeling it.
Well, the trash starts piling up in D.C. Mm-hmm. You start wondering, you know, people that got furloughed, their
museum workers, those
things kind of get, it takes one. It's kind of like this. Imagine when you like turn off everything. And if you left your house and then you came back in a month, no one checked on anything. And there's, you know,
you got to put the pieces back together.
You know, the rats come out more, the bugs are out more. They're in there working and there's no one to take trash. So like it piles up. But if that's like the worst of what we're talking about here, people are nervous about Social Security, not an issue. People worry about Medicaid, not an issue.
Yeah, some things, hospitals, essential services just continue going.
Military gets their pay, continue. So security, not an issue.
Yeah, let's actually go through. This is the list. They have what service and programs continue during government shutdown. As you said, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid payments will all continue. Most veterans programs will continue. Air traffic control and TSA will continue. So again, if you're flying out, don't worry. There's still that option. Federal law enforcement and border patrol. Military personnel will stay on duty. Student aid for higher education. The postal service, the stuff that at least it's funded by postage, it says. In fact, approximately 23% of federal employees will be furloughed, while 77% will continue to work.
Right, because they're considered essential.
No, that's still a 20. There's nothing to laugh at,
that
23%.
A lot of people. But for instance, different federal agencies have different budgets for these moments. So federal courts, and I was just confirming this for everybody because this one is one you could see is either going to wrap up fast or because the Dems are looking for anything going into the midterms.
Anything to put the pain to them.
Even to try to prove, not just to Republicans, but I'm talking about some of these guys who are up for their own issues with primaries and things like that, that they should still be in charge, the current Democrat leadership. So I get a little nervous with that. It's how long they can keep the five or six or seven more moderates they need to from breaking. This is not these Democrats would not be voting to say, I agree with everything in here. It's a continuing resolution to then have this debate longer. I don't like that government has to work this way, and it shouldn't come to this. But you do need to know where the blame lies. And on this, Republicans were not trying to do anything drastic. It was to keep things exactly as they are.
Yeah,
so it just meant no new funding. The Democrats wanted another $1 trillion of spending.
I think it was $500 billion or something like that. I can get the exact number.
They basically wanted to restore everything that they lost in the last budget battle.
In the big, beautiful bill and in the after the Doge cuts and all that. And of course, they really wanted was Planned Parenthood to be back funded, of those things that are the, what will maybe win them some votes. Yeah, the Democrats put forward their own funding bill, which would increase spending from $1 to $1.5 trillion in exchange for 1 month of continued funding. Is that right? $1.5 trillion? That's pretty wild. Let's go ahead and take a call.
That's a non-starter. Did you see the picture that the
only
White House released?
Trillion.
Do we have the picture the White House released? We should grab it. President Trump is it's kind of a view of the side, and he's almost laughing in their face because he tossed him his hats.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
Because again, he was laughing at them because he knows they're not serious. He knows they're just playing politics.
It's politics.
And they're going to try to go out there and say, see, they're going to let your grandmother suffer because she's not going to get the medication. None of that is true. If you hear anything like that, I believe it's harder for them to tell that story now, too, because regular left-leaning mainstream media doesn't control the info, the sources. It's not that
people
like this, though.
You're panicking.
Let me tell you something.
It's not good. No.
From most people, other than the trash piling up in places, that affects federal employees.
Barely going to feel it.
Right.
For now.
Really actually think about after this ends, did you feel any difference?
Well, that's why I said most people don't even realize they've probably lived through many of these.
And
they're just now politically attuned. They're now just watching the news and paying attention. They likely went through the one in 2018.
Yes.
I mean, if you're an adult now, there's a good chance you're an adult or a teenager at the youngest then.
Yes.
If you're listening to this show, let's take one of these phone calls. A lot of people are calling
a lot because it's not so much the economic side. So they try to make it about, again, your grandparents and your retirees and security.
Yep.
Not affected.
Let's take Bill in Wyoming. Bill, you're on the air.
Thanks for letting me share this with you. I think it's kind of interesting because way back when H.W. Bush was president, he promised no new taxes. And unfortunately, when they come to this type of a deal, the Democrats had to rush in a emergency spending bill for the people that were suffering from a natural disaster. And they slid in the tax increase on top of that. Then they went to the press crying about how President Bush is being mean to those who are suffering from this natural disaster. And let's not forget about Clinton when he had that problem, because I was going to school with somebody was on Social Security, and they were basically saying the same thing. And they're using this language to scare people into saying, hey, let's go ahead and side with these guys. I think that's kind of interesting. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, ultimately when it comes down to all of these issues, I think it's a great question. I don't think they can. We just were talking about it. Do they get away with using it in the news? Will they have mainstream media friends who do that for them? Sure, because it's the news and they want you to watch it.
Yeah, so they'll have the ticker running.
But
the time
anybody telling you this is pushing grandma off the cliff kind of story is a lie. It's an outright lie. And I think you are right, Bill. They will probably at some point learn that when you're the party who actually has caused this, you can't just blame the majority party when it takes at least 10 of your people to keep the government going, and you're the reason why. And so there's enough of us telling this story today, And what, like Logan said, make it clear. You know, take that list, post it to your social media. Make sure you know it when your friends reach out to you. Because if you're watching or participating in this show, podcast, however you do it, over the air, watching the broadcast, watching YouTube later, you're the kind of person that people are going to come to because they know that you actually pay attention to this kind of information.
Yeah, even my friends who's on our side say, hey, give me the information I can now send to my friends because right. they're panicking and I know you're going to tell me the truth here. So send it to me. So yeah, make sure you do that. Follow this show, follow our pages, and maybe we can even post that list somewhere. Post this.
Yeah, there's our some team things that I don't like. You know,
I don't know. It's not good.
Your trip to Washington, D.C. stinks if you can't go to the museums.
You can't go to the Smithsonian.
Yes, but usually this is resolved. Republicans will give the Democrats a chance to resolve this today, tomorrow. And I would imagine it's either solved by the weekend or we might have prepared for something longer. We're starting to do it in our office. We've got things coming up and we have a date in mind that if the shutdown is continued to that date, things that we had planned, we're going to move to the next month. So again, we're affected by it to that extent, but our attorneys are still in federal court. So those courts are running. It's just kind of like the Postal Service. They have their own budgets and their own kind of rainy day funds. So unless you get historically, we've never seen one. What was the longest you said? We've already been through it recently.
Oh, it's the last one was 35-day closure in 2018.
So, I mean, again, you have to get really into this deeply to where your tone changes. You say this is out of control. We're not even close to that point. In fact, the government today is still working because they have to be there to shut it down. So as they put out, by OMB put out, everybody has to report to duty tomorrow to actually put the shutdown policies into place, even the people who are going to be furloughed.
All right, we're going to be taking your calls and comments coming up. A lot of you called in. So stay on hold if you're on hold right now. We will do our best to get to all of you because I know a lot of you have questions or just statements and you want to vent. That's fine. We're here for you. It's a Wednesday. We can do that. We're also going to talk about some of the other topics as well today, but right now we're going to stick on this because this seems to be what you all want to talk about because there has been more information come out about how the TSA targeted our friend Tulsi Gabbard. We're going to talk about that, and we're also going to talk about the situation involving Israel and Gaza and what this new deal may look like as there have been some other concessions and apologies made as history keeps moving forward in that, and we'll see where we end up. Again, phone lines are open for you. Give us a call, but in the meantime, as we said, the government shut down. We're not. That's because people like you. Go to ACLJ.org and make a donation today. We'll be right back.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
Welcome back to Stekulo. We are going to take your calls and comments on this because we had a lot of people calling in. But do you want to give an update on the Quiet Skies situation? Or you want to start with calls?
You know, we had our team, obviously, you know, we not only Tulsi Gabbard worked with us here before, again, her job as DNI, and of course we have Rick Grinnell, who was the former DNI, but we also represented her as she was working at ACLJ with us as part of the time period when she was out of elected office. And really kind of explaining to people her full move out of the Democrat Party, why she felt like, you know, she had no place left, and kind of actually didn't just feel like she needed to be independent, but felt like the Republican Party was her new
home.
It
was two steps. It was she went independent, released the book, and then said, you know what?
And then, enough. Of course, while that happens, she travels a lot. She's fairly high profile, doing a lot of speaking and events. And she's noticing she keeps getting that designation on her boarding pass.
I've gotten it before. My wife has gotten it before.
It's supposed to be random.
Random.
And again, to get it over and over again, to have agents on the plane, and it was getting kind of
it's very uncomfortable.
Personal too, like going through her personal belongings in front of people. So you would go through security, and then oftentimes she would have to do it again at the gate. And sometimes they would take her to a back room. But again, this is just, it's personally, you feel like, listen, I didn't do anything wrong, so nothing's going to actually happen to me. But I am like, I'm being actively spied on. Mm-hmm. And then we find out three more Republican members of Congress, only Republican, this was happening to also. So you have the government using a power that is supposed to protect us from terrorists to surveil and make life tougher, just like, you know, kind of show them, hey, we're the ones in charge. Using power in the worst way because of people's politics.
Yeah.
And again, when the government ever bases nuisance, any moves really. Like this over politics, Logan, I mean, that's the worst of the federal government. And so what I love about the hearing and the ACLJ's work on this, and let me thank our donors again, because these are tough, complicated cases, especially when we took it on in the administration that was in charge. And Rand Paul said, Senator Paul said, this was only uncovered because of Tulsi. And we uncovered it with her right here on this broadcast. And not only did we uncover it, we fought back and represented her.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually have a bite from earlier this year. So this is from January this year of Tulsi Gabbard speaking about specifically the Quiet Skies program. When was this and where was this? Just so I know so I can give people
her confirmation information. Hearing.
This was during her confirmation hearing. Okay, so let's take a listen to Tulsi Gabbard.
Under Biden, the FBI abused its power for political reasons to try to surveil Catholics who attend traditional Latin mass, labeling them as quote-unquote radical traditionalist Catholics. Personally, just 24 hours after I criticized Kamala Harris and her nomination, I was placed on a secret domestic terror watch list called Quiet Skies. Sadly, there are more examples. The bottom line is this. This must end.
Remember, this is what we were living through. I mean, I think it became very normal for all of us. And maybe you're very quick to forget. You're very quick to move on. It's why, you know, we've always had to say the only thing difference is like when we start talking about the FBI now or the DNI and those kind of things, I have to reframe my mind to not immediately think of corruption and influence. Like, what are we talking about? Because so much in so many years, I mean, really, even during the first Trump presidency, we were dealing with a lot of
that. It's just the beginning of draining the swamp.
Yeah.
I mean, so much of what, when you talk to Rick Grinnell, I mean, he was basically brought in as DNI after Ambassador to Germany to say, you know what, we've got to kick this off because even the first people put in place were not tough enough to fight the bureaucracy.
What was already built in, yeah.
And so it started with Rick, and then now Tulsi, someone who has seen the abuse of this, is in charge. So they have a massive job of not only the main job of DNI, which is to keep us safe and to make sure our intelligence agencies are working together to keep us safe from terrorism, protect Americans, protect American troops, and using it in the most effective way. It's also about not letting people use this for the unconstitutional and illegal ways because of politics or because of views that you have. And so the fact that it was not just Tulsi, which we assumed it would not be, but because she was brave enough to come and speak out about it, we now know three other people. They said, wait, this was happening to me too.
It's absurd.
And again, that doesn't mean that tomorrow if you fly and this is on your...
it does happen randomly to people.
But, you know, if after every flight... And if you start noting that there's air marshals sitting next to you or behind you, yes.
Yeah, go to our website, go to aclj.org/help, and maybe, especially if you're someone who's very active on social.
And also, that helps people like Tulsi. And it helps the people inside the Trump administration. There's thousands upon thousands of people here with this kind of power. So they want to root out the bad guys, the bad operators. Sometimes they're able to do that on their own. But again, it always helps if you have people come and say, this is happening to me, and this is who's doing it.
Absolutely. We're looking right now, if you're watching any other news, they're showing live shots of the floor right now. I just want to say, tell me those people look like they're panicking and it's the end of the world. No, you got people giggling and laughing in the corner. You got all of your bureaucrats and your senators and Congress people are all don't feel like this is the end of the world the way they make it feel. It's uncomfortable. It's not great, but you can see the seriousness on their
government should work.
Look at their faces. Their faces tell me it's not, if there's anything, they're playing cards with you. They're not playing cards with themselves. Let's go ahead and take another phone call about this. Let's do the government shutdown. Then we can talk more about Tulsi as well if you want to call in. Let's go to Brian, who's calling in Virginia. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm just so upset. Just so upset about what's going on with this government shutdown that I'm actually at the hospital now in the emergency room, and I'm getting treated for government shutdown itis, yeah. Which is actually a real thing.
Yeah, I mean, did they not? They couldn't. There's no one there to see you, right? It's
yeah. Well, it wasn't a government hospital. I had to get to a civilian, so I'm good to go.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. For most Americans, will not feel an impact. I'm not saying that no one will.
Of course people will. They said 25% of the federal government.
They will get back pay.
Yeah, furloughed.
So if they were supposed to get their paycheck like next week and they were still shut down, that paycheck is coming. And they've been through it before if they've worked for the federal government in the last 5 years. So they know that the check is coming. Now, President Trump did say this. You want me to fire more people? Because the American people are about to see that we could probably keep all this going without at least 25%.
Yeah, I think that's what happens it happened, sadly, a lot during COVID. I think a lot of people realized their businesses were bloated.
Sure.
Unfortunately. I mean, it cost a lot of people jobs. But you realized, we have gotten a bit in an American culture where we are overstuffing a lot of our organizations and our government. Obviously, the government has been for years. We don't want to cause anyone to lose their jobs, but it becomes a little bit more of a reality.
No, right. You don't want, it's not like the person who's just a good civil servant should be punished here. At the same time, if your bureaucracy is so bloated that your debt and the spending is out of control, that civil servant, even if they lose their job, ultimately that might be better for them financially and their family. In a few years, even they might be recovering better because of what else happens if we don't get the spending under control.
Yep. First half hour flew by. We want you to continue being part of this conversation. Right. We do have a second half hour of the broadcast coming up. It's me and Jordan. We're talking it all out.
Ask
talking
any of
government
those questions
shutdown.
You want to be able to answer to your friends too.
Yeah.
Use this broadcast because we're here. We've got the info. So 1-800-684-3110. And don't feel bad about any questions.
Yeah, we can walk you through.
I've
in the
been
next.
Walk them through my mind, saying, okay, which one does get, which one doesn't, because I want to be very clear to you. So call us.
And we'll also walk through what the Democrats want and why, of course, it's a non-starter for a lot of Republicans. We'll talk about that coming up and so much more. But as always, support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. Catch the second half hour if you don't get it on your local station, on all our social platforms, aclj.org, and, of course, on YouTube and however you get your podcasts.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome back to Seculo. Join Seculo in studio as well. Phone lines are completely, well, no, they're not completely jammed. Two lines are open because we took some calls. 1-800-684-3110. Of course, we're talking about the big bad government shutdown that's happening right now. The good, look, there's no
and
good in it.
It's going to definitely go through today now.
Yeah.
Because they took the vote. It failed.
Okay.
So the Democrats have decided to take this into another day. So they'll be, I don't know if they will call another vote later on in the day, but the Schumer's been able to keep the enough Democrats on board that they don't reach 60 votes to make this basically a shutdown that never happened.
I want to hop to a call real quick about this shutdown. Chris in Arizona on line 4. Chris watching on the Salem News Channel, which we're on live every day from 12 to 1 p.m. Go ahead, Chris.
Thanks for having me. I just wanted to say, you know, these shutdowns, they're going to keep happening. These guys are acting like little kids throwing temper tantrums because they're not getting their way. Until we figure out a way to make them pay and be held accountable for these shutdowns, they're going to continue to happen.
That's what I was saying, Chris. When you saw the floor and the votes happening right now, you don't tell me that that group of people looks like they're absolutely panicking.
Oh, you want to even go a step further?
They do not.
Usually, the Senate senators will leave town because of Yom Kippur.
Yep.
And they're planning on doing that still.
Yeah, and that starts tomorrow.
Now, I'm not saying that that's not a very important, the most important holiday of the Jewish faith.
Yeah.
And it's important, but again, the idea that
tonight
they're going to leave and the government's still shut down.
It also shows that they don't think that we're close to having a deal done. Too,
not
right?
close, or and also not in crisis.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that way. Okay. Honestly, even when it's not your number one news story for a lot of people, I mean, I guess I did get a lot of calls, but there's a lot of talk still about other things, including Hamas. President Trump saying, you know, they're giving him 2 or 3 days to make the call. Of course, I'm sure he's trying to push it for them to do it on, I don't know, maybe during one of these holidays, during Yom Kippur, which is happening starting tonight, as Hamas has kind of an ultimatum deal. And then look, President Trump kind of doubled down on that ultimatum and said, look, if they don't do this, Israel, do what you got to do. And pretty much gave almost an approval to go in and finish the job in a way that will be probably devastating for Hamas and for Gaza in general.
And so, it'll be very hard for because the rest of the Arab world supports this,
right.
Is willing to send their troops to secure Gaza so that it's not the IDF doing that, so put themselves in harm's way and use their resources. That, again, you can't blame Israel.
Yeah, and this even happened. Look, there's news reports that Hamas operatives, we just started talking about this, were arrested in Germany. And we're not talking about, like, financial guys. We're talking about people that were this is from the Washington Post. German authorities arrested 3 men. This was just from a few hours ago. Suspected of being members of Hamas and of procuring weapons to carry out attacks on Jewish or Israeli institutions in Germany. I guarantee you, but likely I assume that's because of the holidays coming up. Police seized weapons, including an AK-47 assault rifle, several pistols, significant amount of ammunition while arresting the men in Berlin. 2 of them were German citizens, and 1 is a Lebanese-born. So again, they know that this is happening now around the world. Things have to – look, it's something we all got to be careful about. There's not much you can do, but you know, thankfully the German government was able to step in, the police force, and stop what was happening there. But remember that this is all happening in real time as we try to focus on this. And look, maybe later on, if you're hearing this show tomorrow, day after tomorrow – you know, hopefully we can say, hey, the war is over and you're listening to this and we're talking about old news. That would be great. So, you know, pray for everybody there that may happen. Hey, we're going to the next segment. Phone lines have one line open right now. This is a fast moving show today. We're going to take as many of the calls as we can.
Absolutely.
And we're also going to walk you through a bit more of the shutdown.
And our team is working on this, at the ACLJ, our government affairs team, to make sure you have the right information, that we're putting the right information out. Getting you again, being able to explain what's not true that you might hear, the politics of it, what it actually is and means, and how this works moving forward. So, you know, ACLJ, the government, especially on our government affairs side, very active in this because a lot of the members of Congress, even though they're there, they actually do lose a lot of their staff. So their staffs go to like a kind of a skeleton staff, if you will. So we can even assist more.
All right, we'll be right back. More on Seculo.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
Welcome back to Seculo. Phone lines are completely jammed right now. So if you want to call in, you got to give it a second. Let other people get through. I'll tell you when they open up. And if you're watching online, you can obviously put your comments in as well. We have teams monitoring those comments. Some of those may make it on the air. We obviously have somebody reading them, and I try to read through a lot of them that comes in. I guess apparently right now there's some people in the chat that are they're angering some people. So if you're watching right now and you're on our team, maybe we need to go through and do a little cleaning. Some of the bots that are in there, or some of the some people. Hey, throw in the chat right now to counter that. Tell me where you're watching from right now. I really would appreciate that. I like looking at that because it's not only here in this country. I always love to see there are people around the world that watch this show each and every day. It's really great. You know, American politics and American news is covered worldwide. I think in a way that we cannot really fathom because of the way the world events don't get covered in America. Sure. If you go to Europe, you go to the UK. There's a good chance you turn on the news, the face you're seeing is President Trump.
Yes, I mean, because we lead the world. Our economy leads the world. Our military protects the world. And look at just what we were talking about with Israel and the situation there, or even Ukraine and Russia and NATO. I mean, we matter most. That's actually a good thing. I don't mind that we matter most to the world. That means that we are still the leading power. If they were spending all their time on China, that would make me nervous. And listen, that's what we're really looking at, right? I mean, that's the only other country that could even come close, and it's still not close when it comes to what we have inside our own country, what we've built, and also what we do around the world. And so let's keep it that way. But yeah, don't think, I mean, the whole world pays attention to the United States. What you want is the correct messages out. You don't want massive financial stock market crashes and things like that.
Government shutdowns.
Yes. I mean, for instance, I think this time around, if you're at work for like TSA and how they pulled that in 2019 when they all called out sick to try, or a lot of them did to try, because they're supposed to show up because they're going to get back pay. Mm-hmm. And so a bunch did. It slowed down a lot of flights, canceled a lot of flights. They do that under President Trump.
It feels like they're doing that now every day.
I feel like if they do that under President Trump, they're not going to get their job back. Like they make it, like he said, and they probably should get fired.
Yeah.
Because you know, as a federal employee,
Pete Hegseth is going to take over the FAA, and then
you're covered here. You're covered. You know, yeah. You've been through it before, and
yeah, likely.
Honestly, unlike most businesses who, if had to close their doors, that's it. Like, there might not be any money there for the next week.
We have a caller right now. We should let them speak. Susan in Pennsylvania, who is a federal employee, who is having this issue right now.
It stinks for them.
This is not fun. No one wants to trivialize that this is something that we should be laughing at. It shouldn't be. Sadly, Susan, I look at the way they're reacting, and I wish they were reacting in the way that you are. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, hi. So I am a Department of War employee. I am currently furloughed as of midnight last night. I am a Trump supporter also. I don't like the optics that's being played, and I understand that's politics, but you do have to understand that we do have that element now of reduction in force being thrown at us, and that is not a good place to be or a good feeling, especially when I'm a Trump supporter, and I want the corruption cleaned out, but, you know, there's a lot of our lives being played with. And one more point, you say that, you know, we've been through this before, we know we'll get paid. Well, we don't know now that they're talking reduction in force.
Well, you're saying, yes, if for instance, they were to take action, say, hey, you know, this 23%, everything was fine, let's not. Now, I think a lot of that's talk. I feel for you, Susan. At the same time, I think we are at a point where the government's too big. And I'm not saying it's your job specifically, but the technology and the advances we've made, we can do a lot more with less people. And that doesn't mean that you can't take the skills and all the service that you've as probably a great servant in the Department of War for our country into the private sector. I know that's not necessarily the most fun thing, but I do think you will get your back pay. And I think ultimately, if you are a Trump supporter, you get the idea, and you probably see it yourself in the department, that there's plenty of people there who are sitting at desk, showing up, maybe not even showing up, especially a lot of the side offices. They're still and that we probably don't need to be using taxpayer dollars to keep them employed if they're not doing a service.
And Susan, if for some reason, I mean,
give us insight into that.
I don't know where the ACLJ can come into that, but if for some reason that doesn't happen, go to our website. Go to aclj.org/help. You never know what we can do.
There's a law that says that if you're furloughed, you get
back pay.
So I would imagine this, Susan. If worst case scenario, if all 23%, including Susan, were ultimately part of the sizing back of government, which President Trump was very honest about when he ran and you voted for him, Susan, and said that we want to, you know, shrink the government, you would still get the back pay up until that point. So it's not like you're losing for today. You haven't lost your job.
All right. Thank you, Susan, for calling. Let's take another call. Let's go to Mary Ellen in Illinois. I'm going to open up a couple calls, a couple lines. Hopefully, we could take some more in the next segment. Mary Ellen, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. And following her call, I was just thinking as she was talking, you know, what about are all these jobs in the government, union jobs? But so that's one question. But I called in because President Trump has been saying that the Democrats, they won't like things that may happen if it shuts down. And I was following this Russ Voigt from the Office of Management and Budget, or is it Budget and Management, which comes under the executive office. And it's like they were talking about things like, well, you know, the question is, well, will they make more job cuts, you know, because like 100,000 had, I guess, resigned before this. What about cutting? Are they able to cut agencies or make more DOGE cuts? So my question really is, do they have, you know, because if whatever President Trump will do or authorize, they'll file a lawsuit. So the question is this all, you know, what's the legality of that, you know, now going forward?
Yeah, I mean, again, the legality of, I'm trying to make clear, because I want to make it clear to everybody. So the legality of the funding, I mean, this is not the executive branch. So I make that clear. The executive branch, ultimately, President Trump tries to get the deal done, but this is Congress, right? I mean, he can just be kind of
a middleman.
He can sign it,
yeah,
but they got to get it to his desk. And so he has no issues.
That's why we have three equal branches of government.
The continuing resolution that was put forward was not to cause a political fight. And I want to make that clear. Republicans did not add in a bunch of additional new cuts or try to do something that would, you know, really change where the spending was from the Big Beautiful Bill and other legislation that actually passed. All it would do is keep things the same.
Yeah, what they don't want is that, you know, they're upset about the Doge cuts. They're upset about the USAID right. cuts. They're upset about all of those. They are certainly really upset.
President Trump's winning.
Yeah, and one of course, the couple that are big ones are pro-life protections and, of course, the defunding of Planned Parenthood for the year. Those are the ones that, they're going to shut down the government
Susan doesn't
over.
Get her paycheck this week at the Department of War because of their love of killing babies.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, that is what it feels like. I mean, again, that's what I'm saying. When you look at when they're sitting there laughing, it doesn't really necessarily feel that way, that they're taking it as seriously as people like Susan should. Mary Ellen, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. We are going to be taking more calls and comments in the next segment. So we have opened up a couple lines, 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. We got some calls also coming in about Israel. I want to give that a little bit more time. So if you're calling in about that, we'll give that in the next segment because we'll need more time to talk about that. But once again, I wanted to tell you, you got to support the work of the ACLJ because we're not going anywhere. We're not shutting down. It's October. We're headed towards the end of the year now. I can't believe we're here. You know, where we live, still pretty warm outside, so it hasn't really turned to fall just yet. But we are, you know, the reckoning is coming, I guess, if you will, very soon. But with that, I know it's very easy to get distracted with all that's happening in the world. The ACLJ, whether it's our media operation or our legal operation, we are not funded primarily by major sponsors or corporations. We are supported by you, the individual, the person that gives on an individual level. Most of our donors give $75. Most of our donors don't even give monthly. They just give one time a year. Now, we encourage you to give monthly, become what we call an ACLJ champion. That's someone that gives an automatic renewing membership. We really appreciate all those people. Gives us a great baseline. Tens of thousands of you do it. It's awesome. But again, they're doing it at levels that start at $5. It's not like we're talking about an entry point that's so high. We want you to be a part of the team because, like I said, when you hear our show, when you see our show, know that if you have an ad, yes, it's on YouTube. A very small percentage of revenue comes to us from YouTube. Very small percentage of revenue comes just from any sort of advertising. If you hear it on the radio, none of that goes to us. There are times, a lot of networks where we're paying for that time. You may be going, Logan, why would you do that? You're a broadcaster. Why are you paying to be on? Why are they not paying you? Because that company doesn't get to decide what we can and can't say. And that is not true for most of the world of news media, of entertainment media, of political media, of religious broadcasting. If you're being told by a network, look what happened recently. Look what's going on with in the news, whether it was even with on the other side, even the Jimmy Kimmels and the Stephen Colberts. Eventually someone could do that, but they can't do that to us. And that's because people like you decide you're going to support this broadcast. You decide you're going to support also the organization or all of our legal work. And today's October 1st. Let's kick it off strong. I'm going to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org as we head into this last segment of the show today, where we get to hear from all of you. And right now, we have one line open. So we're going to do our best to get to as many calls as we can. But think about it, pray about it, support the work at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
Welcome back to Stekulo. Phone lines, two are open. And this would be your last chance to possibly make it on the air today. 1-800-684-3110. Give us a call. Let's kick it off. Let's go. This one's about Israel, and I think it's okay to divert a little bit to that. Let's go to Don in California, who's listening on the radio. Don, go ahead.
Oh, hi, fellas. Blessed high holy days. You know, I'm really upset when I hear these foreign leaders recognizing a Palestinian state, but not in their country. You know, they're going to pick a little country like Israel, carve out the heart of biblical Israel, and give that to a people that want to kill them. I said, wait a minute. Australia has a lot of space. You could create a nice Palestinian state right in the middle of the outback. Canada has a lot of space. You could plant a Palestinian state in the Yukon. You know, it's like, it's always, and it's the Brits and the French are the worst offenders of carving up the Middle East and creating the doggone problem. So, I'm at my wit's end. What do you think, fellas?
Well, Don, I mean, if you look at history, the Arab countries did step up. And you know what? The Palestinians who were welcomed into Jordan by the country, you know what they did? They tried to kill the king. They did. And they were, so instead of saying thank you, because that's the closest related country to Palestinians, the Jordanians, Transjordan, that area. And so they're welcomed in. They're, you know, the language is the same, jobs, services, and they ultimately get pushed out because they tried to kill the people that helped them.
Yeah, last night, Don, I was at the premiere of House of David season 2, which is coming to Amazon, and you know, the first episode of season 2 is just a war. It's just a fight scene for 45 minutes following the events of David killing Goliath. And the whole time you're sitting there, and as they're fighting for Israel and control of Israel and the king of Israel and all of these things, you just go, not only have we been doing this for thousands of years, I mean, as long, they even say in this, we'll be talking about this war for the rest of eternity. And it does feel that same way. I mean, yes, obviously that is a scripted moment, but definitely was a wink and a nod to even what's going on right now, that these wars are everlasting and have been something that has been going on really since the dawn of time, unfortunately. I did want to thank them for inviting us out there. It was interesting to watch. I believe season 2 starts later in the week, so I'll just give them a nice plug there for House of David. It does give you a bit more of a visual understanding of what's going on there. But yeah, Don, hopefully we'll have an answer from Hamas. Now, what Hamas is, who Hamas is, I think is interesting right now, as we said, because it's not necessarily the same leadership as most of them have been taken out. So what that looks like, the official response, now they have indicated that they are thinking positively. There are things like the Tony Blair situation they're not as thrilled about, but you know, as you said, the pressure's on. So we'll see where that goes. Let's hit some more phone calls. You can give us a call, last chance. This will be really your last chance, 1-800-684-3110. Tony's calling in Colorado and watching on aclj.org. Great place to watch. You can obviously catch up with all the great information. None of it ever behind a paywall on aclj.org. Very proud of that. That's because people like you support the work. Tony, go ahead.
Hi, I'm just curious. I don't know how all the politicians are paid or such. I'm really not in, you know, in the knowledge of any of that. But if we were to miss a deadline at work for some reason, there would be a penalty. What penalties do they get for not hitting deadlines, for not doing the job that they were, I guess, voted in to do?
Yeah, their paycheck other than keep not going, voted. Those who vote, then they've voted for a shutdown. Did the politicians still get paid?
Okay, so members of Congress still get paid because the Constitution says they have to. Mm. Their staff doesn't, though. So they do have an incentive to, and some of their staff they consider essential, and they have to work without pay. They also will get the back pay, and then some of the staff is considered non essential, and the reason why they do that is because when there is no trash services and food services, things like that, you don't want a full office necessarily, and because things, it does get kind of gross real fast, and also, it's just kind of not right. So the idea is that, you know, you might keep the core, but they're working without pay. So even though, and a lot of the members of Congress have said, you know, if this goes on to that point, a day shutdown is not really impacting this yet, they won't take the paycheck.
Yeah, it looks like, at least like you said, that it likely will last at least through tomorrow at this point.
Yes, and then you've got, they usually don't, it'll be interesting to see if they do like another morning vote tomorrow, because then they usually go home for Yom Kippur. So Congress tonight. Usually starts, so it's an earlier leave, and then they would come back. I mean, technically, if it wasn't for that, they'd be working it through the weekend. So there might be a 24 hours where there isn't a vote. That ultimately will be up to leadership.
All right, Tony, thanks for calling. Let's continue on with a couple more calls. Let's go to Sean, who's calling in Oklahoma on line 3. Sean, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hello. My name is Sean in Oklahoma City, as you said.
Yes.
And I'm a moderate conservative Christian and a constitutionalist. I'd like to get your input on this. Our U.S. Constitution, I believe, needs to be amended, and we should add a line item veto. Line item veto is when, instead of cruddy laws being passed with good laws, they bundle all the laws for one vote, and they'd like that to stop. So each one law can be voted individually instead of all of the above. I think that would make voting easier for their politicians.
Interesting concept, Sean.
The politicians could vote that way.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about funding the entire federal government, it's pretty tough to do that. It's not like just 6 pieces of legislation.
It's also these standards of how to get things through. And look, it is political as ever been.
Talking line
it's
a little too logical. Too, I want to explain to people what most people think when they hear line item veto, if they understand it. The idea of it, some states allow it, some governors have that power, is if the legislation passes and it goes to the president's desk, they can cut pieces out that they believe are
yeah, so you could say we're not funding Planned Parenthood.
Right.
But we are going to pass the rest of this.
That's not allowed currently. Yeah. So the idea is, and I'm not sure, again, I love when you love the president and you support their policies. Do you love it when it's not a president?
You may not be able to get anything done.
You know, right.
Yeah.
Or you fought hard in Congress to take back control. You put it on their desk 3 or 4 times. They can veto the whole thing if they want. So the president still has the power to say no to this continuing resolution. But he supports, obviously, the Republican continuing resolution.
Yeah.
So he'll sign it the moment it gets to his desk.
Hey, I don't think, Brock, we're going to be able to get to you today. Call back earlier tomorrow. Your topic is very broad, and I think we can't.
Tariffs keep getting collected, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. He's asking about tariffs.
Yeah.
Yes, they will still be collected because the government is still functioning. As we said, 73% of federal employees are working.
Okay. So, again, if you're one of the people like who called in who has been currently furloughed, now that we understand that this is a stressful and painful time, but also you got to make sure that you know the facts. And that's why hopefully you've enjoyed this last hour. We've been able to really give you a lot of great information. Send this show to your friends. Okay. You can literally copy and paste this YouTube link, send it in your text threads with all of your political buddies and go, here's what you can learn.
The one part about it that I think is never cool with shutdowns is the military and people who do it, security, federal work, law enforcement, because they have to still go out and risk their lives. They will get their back pay too, they're the ones really they put their lives on the line. Mm-hmm. So it's more than just financial issues for them, and they're still doing that. And I feel like if we could amend another law like the way they have amended for some other people, that would be where to start.
All right, thanks for watching today. We really appreciate it. A lot of you are brand new. If you're brand new and you've never been a part of this show before, you're watching maybe on YouTube, hit that subscribe button right now. It's a great free way to support this show, but also you get your feed hopefully every day, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern, clipped out, and there's podcast versions. You can watch it later on, however you can. Of course, support the work financially if you can as well, especially if you've been watching for a while at ACLJ.org. Talk to you tomorrow.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. ACLJ.org.